Okay, can we get everybody to go on mute so that Joyce can play our opening music, please? Thank you, Joyce. Everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Please find your flameless candle that came with your holiday service packages and wait till the candle lighting ceremony to turn it on. Good morning. My name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning, especially if this is your first time. I see someone here named Darla that I've never seen before. Welcome, Darla. Welcome to our online Zoom services. Now I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message, a message of joy. Joy dawns in my grateful heart. Joy to the world, the carol echoes the joyous message proclaiming the Messiah's birth. Today, I feel this same triumphant joy awakening in me. I may have endured a long and cumbersome journey on the way to discover the joy that is alive in me, the truth of me as a spiritual being. I may have spent years denying my spiritual identity, thinking that fulfillment, wholeness, and abundance were for others and not for me. Now, as I've made the Advent journey, I have kindled my faith, felt the tranquility and comfort of peace, and received the soothing touch of deep and abiding love. Those gifts have led me to understand, with deep gratitude, the joy that is mine to know, to feel, and to live. And from the Bible, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." And that's from Luke 2:10. So this is the fourth and final Sunday of Lent. We're going to light the Advent candles now. I invite you to turn on your flameless candle during the lighting of the Christ candle.
The candles of faith, peace, love, and today on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of joy. Dear God, these last 3 weeks of Advent, we have been contemplating faith, peace, and love. We now add the experience of joy. We turn to you with such joy in our hearts. Joy lives within us as part of your spiritual nature, an expression of your love flowing through us. Each time we smile or laugh, we are reminded of the joy that fills our lives. Happiness flows throughout our being, and we are blessed by the gladness of you in us. Our hearts overflow with joy for your presence in our lives, dear God. And from Luke 2:20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And we're going to imagine that it's Christmas Eve and light the center Christ candle. Christmas is more than the traditional celebration of Jesus' birth. Metaphysically, it represents the birth of the Christ within. The Christ is the highest expression of God in humankind. It refers to a consciousness and energy that existed in potential even before Jesus' time, but Jesus brought it into full manifestation. Advent is a time for us to rediscover and rebirth the Christ in us. In our daily lives, it is easy to get stuck on our spiritual journey. We reach plateaus and become comfortable. An annual birthing of the Christ within means that we are able to see and feel our spiritual path in a completely new way. Advent gives us a chance to look at our spiritual practices and ask ourselves, what is being birthed in me now? How can I experience the Christ within on a deeper level? The energy and consciousness of the Christ are already within us. As we see with new eyes, we bring them into fuller expression. We are reborn, restored, and renewed. And from Luke 2:11, to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord.
Here we go. Sorry about that. I had a cat in my way. Okay, now it's time for our opening statement. And let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And now it's time for our welcoming songs. This morning, Joyce will be leading us in Christmas songs, a pair at a time. We will sing a pair now, a pair after the reading, and a pair after the blessing of thanks, along with a partridge in a pear tree. Please join us now as she leads us in The Wondrous Story and the Little Drummer Boy. Take it away, Joyce.
I'm waiting for the words.
Oh.
Let's not do that, Joyce. Just play.
Okay.
Oh,
Thank you, Joyce. And now it's time to greet your neighbor. So now that we are online with Zoom, please turn on your gallery view so you can see everybody and wave to everybody there. And you know, you can always seek out new people and chat with them in the chat window.
Okay, and
Johnny, she had another song.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me, go ahead. Thanks again, Joyce. Sorry about that, folks. I'm so used to just a single song. That was wonderful. Thank you. And so now it's time to greet everybody. Tell you, I miss all them hugs. I'll tell you what.
Gosh, it's wonderful to see everybody. Look at all those cheerful faces. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Sandy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Announcements. Please raise your hand and unmute yourself if you wish to announce something.
Fröhliche Weihnachten.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Okay, we want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. It's so good to see every one of you here. Some will, there's a couple.
You want to say hi? You better come here and be good. Come on.
Hey, Rosie.
Come on, KB.
French Google has agreed to be on the board for next year. We all should give him a hand for that.
Thank you, Fred.
Well, thank you. From afar.
Yeah. It'll work just as fine.
Hi, Sandy. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Hi, Johnny. Is Rosemary
here? Hi, everybody. Johnny. Rosemary, hi. I haven't seen you in ages. Oh. Nice to see your face.
Oh, good to be here. I've had trouble getting on.
There she is. Hey, Rosie.
Hi.
Where's Sandy? Hi, Sandy.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. Good.
Merry good. Christmas.
Here's Sandy.
Like old homie.
There's Dee is on.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Kind of neat, isn't it?
All right. Does anyone have any announcements?
I just want to tell everybody Merry Christmas and thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Audrey, did you have an announcement?
Merry Christmas, Mary. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you, Joanne, for the mailing that you did. This is awesome. Thank you.
Okay, got everybody but Dee, because she didn't tell
Merry
me her address.
Merry Christmas, sorry. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everyone.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Dee. Hildy will be on in a minute to wave, so make sure you wave to her when she gets on.
Okay.
Quickly, come say hi real quick.
Any more announcements, anyone?
Say hi. Say hi.
Hi, Gabe.
I'm probably going to have to mute myself, but I just wanted to tell everybody Merry Christmas. Thank you for this lovely service.
Hi.
Hi,
Dee. Hi, Merry Christmas.
Nice to
Merry
see
Christmas.
You.
Yes. There she is. Merry Christmas.
See, this is more like our church greeting where we're just talking forever and hugging forever. So, we all miss each other so much.
I miss the hugs.
And I see John Wingfield's name there, but I don't see John. Are you there, John?
I saw him a while ago.
Hi.
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 Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
Can't press the button to say, sorry. Say bye to them.
Okay. It's okay. Just wait.
Can push the red button.
There's no button. Just no. Just
button for this.
Just hang on, okay? No, don't press the button. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's no further announcements, then we're going to go ahead and
we could advertise the board meeting. Our special annual meeting, I should say, second Sunday in January. Expect a crowd this size.
Okay.
I will give the final announcement, and you all know what I'm going to say. We need readers for January for all 5 weeks. So speak up, email me, call me. I will put you on the list. Thank you.
All right. So just to follow up on Jerry's announcement, the second Sunday in January, which is the 10th, we will be having our annual meeting, at which time you will see presentations by organizations that would like to receive funds from our outreach monies. And so then we get to vote on which of those organizations we're going to send money to. And we will have an official board election. There are two positions open, and we've been very blessed to have two nominees, so we'll vote for them then, and then that'll be followed up by our regular board meeting for January. So you'll be receiving an email with ballots and everything else. So describing how we're going to do it this year on Zoom. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. And that reminds me, speaking of outreach, that, you know, usually every year we pick a family or two to reach out to at Christmas time. And you know, having not gotten together this year, the board chose a family, and we took your reserve money that was in our outreach fund, and we used that reserve money that you all contributed to gift this family with some things here at Christmas time. And so, you know, I want to thank everyone for all the money they send in for our contributions, especially those that go to our outreach for our community. Okay. Now it is time for, there's one more announcement on here. This is about winter solstice. Winter solstice is at 1:02 a.m. tomorrow. And this year we're having a grand conjunction, a Christmas star. The year 2020 will end with a special astronomical event, the closest great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in 397 years. Tomorrow, December 21st, the day of the conjunction, Jupiter and Saturn will be separated by a mere 0.1 degrees and may appear as a single bright star. Keep looking up. Maybe we'll get a break in the rain clouds. And now, if you'd all please join me for our unity statement. And we're going to say that together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Normally, we would have our reader step up right now, but we're going to change that in our service today. And we're going to go to two more songs. Remember, Johnny, two more songs of joy. Joy to the world and angels we have heard on high. Take it away, Joyce. Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. Welcome, Hildy. Welcome, John. Nice to see you folks. Let me find my way back here. Okay. And now, bear with me. Now it's time for our affirmations. Please join us in our affirmations. We'll say them together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And now it's time for our Lord's Prayer. This week we'll be doing the traditional Lord's Prayer. And we'll all say that together, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And today we have a very special reading. Phil is going to read to us the Christmas story from the book of Luke.
This is Luke 2:1-20. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be recognized. This census took place while Quintius was governing Syria. So all went to be recognized. Everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be recognized with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there will be born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were then told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. When the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told them.
Wonderful. Thank you, Phil. And now it's time for our candle lighting ceremony, our 12 living lights. Reverend Kelly Asola created this candle lighting ceremony using the elements of the Christmas story. It is a way to remember the 12 powers of humankind as 12 living lights, always expressing, always unfolding. As we are doing our ceremony on Zoom this year, we'll show the video of each candle being lit, and one by one, our members will unmute, pray the reading of the power, and mute again until we end with the power of life.
Blue is faith. Mary. Mary has a very special place in her hearts because she is the quintessential activity of faith. The angel Gabriel, a divine visitor, knocked on the door of her heart, asking her to do the impossible. The news probably brought some fear and filled her with questions. Yet the moment she stepped forward in faith and into an unknown future, she created a space within herself for infinite possibilities to be born. We light this candle to acknowledge our light of faith, the light that calls us to forgive more fully and love more deeply. It calls each of us to be greater than we could have ever imagined.
Light green is strength. In the Gospel of Luke, the shepherds are tending to their sheep when the angels appear. They are doing what they have done for generations, watching over what is precious and necessary for life. They represent the enduring, living light of strength, the power and purity of steadfast perseverance we embody as we navigate life. The shepherds are the voice within us, reminding us we are not alone. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of strength, the light that carries us through our joys and sufferings. The light of strength allows us to watch over what is most precious in our own lives because we know God is everywhere present.
Yellow is wisdom, the three wise men. In the time of Jesus, the Magi, or wise man, had wisdom by being in touch with another reality. When they had the mention of Jesus' birth, they chose to act on it, a great risk to their own well-being. The Magi represent our capacity to seek guidance and answers, and to use that wisdom to create a world that works for all. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of wisdom, the light that is the link between our divine and human nature. Wisdom directs us to act as love, compassion, joy, peace, and all divine ideas, being the invisible work into reality.
Pink is love, gifts of the Magi. In the Gospel of Matthew, the gifts the wise men bring to Jesus are gold, frankincense, and myrrh, rare, precious, and priceless in Jesus' world. The Magi traveled from faraway nations and knelt before the Christ child as a sign of love and devotion. These gifts remind us that we are each worthy of giving and receiving the priceless gift of love and belonging. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of love, the light reminding us the Christmas story heralds the birth of a person who loved selflessly, and any person who loves in this way is fully alive with the gifts of the Magi.
Purple is power. Bethlehem. In Hebrew, Bethlehem literally translates as house of bread. In early Christianity, it began to mean house of living bread, which we would call the power of truth. This power is the foundation on which we stand, infusing our words, thoughts, and deeds to transform the world. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of power, the light that is the embodiment of Christ. We leave echoes of perfection when speaking words of truth. The power of our presence in the world is the greatest gift we can offer humanity.
Susan, you're muted.
We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of imagination, the light we use to create and give shape to the sacred and to form God into the world, what the world needs most: joy, love, courage, and peace.
Gold is understanding. Joseph, husband of Mary and father of Jesus, inspires us to view life through another's eyes. Joseph's character is strong and quiet, yet he has a desire to know the work in a more profound way, regardless of his challenges. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of understanding, the light that is our ability to stretch and see with new eyes, taking in all that is happening, not just with our senses, but also with our hearts and minds. This spiritual understanding leads us to knowing the peace that surpasses all human understanding.
Is Will, the angel Gabriel. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary to let her know she will miraculously give birth to a child. Little did she know he would become a way shower for the world on how to love, give, and forgive. The word angel means messenger from God, this divine visitor knocking on Mary's heart with a message that seems impossible. Reminds us that our angels represent the will of our higher self, leading and calling us to forgive more fully and love more deeply. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of will, the light that is our willingness to say yes to that which is calling us to be greater than we could ever imagine.
Dark green is divine order, the manger. The writer of Luke tells us that when Jesus was born, he was wrapped in cloth and laid in a manger. This is an extraordinarily humble beginning, but this simple, often unseen barnyard trough is the symbol for that current of spiritual law that is ever present and always accessible. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of divine order, the light that is the naturally ordered, hidden current of life we are always aligning with in order to bring forth the world in a balanced and harmonious way.
Hello,
Orange is zeal, heavenly host. The prophet Isaiah wrote that a child will be born, the Prince of Peace, and heavenly hosts will express the zeal of the Lord. In the Gospel of Luke, the heavenly hosts ring out the song of Jesus' birth. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts. A truly awe-inspiring image to represent the universal force that urges us to grow and enthusiastically move forward in life. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of zeal, the light that is the inward fire of the soul, passionately springing forward to manifest our Christ nature here on earth.
Try that again. Russet is release. In the scripture, Jesus' lineage and connection to the King David are highlighted as are the prophets who foretold the coming of the Messiah. Their characters show us that while our story matters where, who, and what we come from, they also invite us to see what we may need to let go on our spiritual journey. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of release, the light of surrendering to spirit and releasing old thoughts, feelings, and experiences that are not necessarily for our highest good.
Red is life, Jesus. Christmas comes at the darkest time of the year, the setting in which Jesus' birth stories were written. Is it any wonder that that we yearn for the rich language of light? Luminous, blazing, glowing, illuminating, radiant, sparking, shining, brilliant. Light is deep within us as the symbol of what is most sacred, divine, and alive. It is life itself. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of life, which is the expression of vitality, wholeness, and creativity as demonstrated by Jesus. His birth and life reminds us, shows us that we are infused with that same divine presence he embodied and have the power and potential to express the eternal activity of the God in all things and in all ways.
All right, thank you, everyone. And now we're going to have a little bit more music from Joyce.
Thank you.
Okay. I take it just one song this time. I'm hearing some music from somewhere. I'm not sure where it's coming from. That you, Penny? Okay, now it's time for our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts.
I think it's time for the offering.
Did I miss a page? I'm sorry, excuse me. It is time for our offering prayer. We aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings. We want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any check sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, 98531. We also want to thank you for all the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Now it's time for our blessing of thanks. Let's say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They're evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now please join us as Joyce leads us in two more Christmas songs, O Little Town of Bethlehem and Away in a Manger.
Somebody else has music playing.
All right, go ahead, Joyce.
I've got to go in and turn off that music.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joyce. Okay, so now it's time for our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts.
Let's hold Grandfather in our hearts and hope that he's feeling better really quickly.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it's time for our prayer of protection. Let's all say the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And now it's time for a peace song. Let's imagine forming a circle and joining hands and singing our song of peace. Feel free to turn to gallery views in Zoom so you can see everyone singing with you. And I want to thank everybody who made service possible today, for everyone that brought the little gifts around with the lights in it and the burning bowl stuff for next week. I want to thank Penny for all the hard work she's done on preparing the presentation that goes along with this, and Susan for all the organizing and filming of the lighting of the candles and everything, and Tom for making all of this work technically. You guys are really incredible. I really, really want to thank you all. And please join us after service if you wish to share in fellowship time. Next week, we will be celebrating with our burning bowl and white stone ceremonies. Take it away, Joyce.
Good job, everybody.
Yes, Patty.
Just a reminder, if you want to vote in January, you have to be a church member. Just email me or Tom, and we will get you an application, and we will induct you before the meeting in January.